gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, hour number two on this Wednesday, October 18th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to let you know that they are winterizing RV campers starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Northern Michigan RV. Then next week, Friday and Saturday. So it's going to start tomorrow, October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Next week, October 27th and 28th. $99. No appointments needed. Just take your camper, your RV, your trailer, whatever you have, motorhome, whatever. 9 to 5 every day. You just pull in. They have an area where you'll line up. They'll get people moving through there very quickly. You'll go inside, enjoy some apple cider, coffee, donuts. They're giving away prizes every hour. You put your name in a fishbowl. They'll draw the name out. You'll get a prize. $99. Winterization is underway. No appointment needed. Northern Michigan RV right there in Gaylord. Off of M32 right there west of I-75. Just go to the Walgreens across the street from the Walmart at the traffic light. Turn in at Walgreens. Go up to Expressway Court. Now, I'm taking our travel trailer there tomorrow, the very first day, and I'm going to be storing it there with a for sale sign on it. We bought the trailer. It was new, had never been used before. We used it for one trip out west last summer when I took Miss Vicky out to Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, on up the Polson, Montana, and back home. 4,000-mile trip. It is a 2021 in perfect condition. I'll even teach you how to set it up, how to hook up the electric lines, how to level it. I've got all the blocks for it. I've got everything. Show you how to hook up the sewer line, the water lines. We got the water filters. We got everything. If you want to come see Trucker Randy's trailer, they'll have a key for it. You'll be able to see the unit, and you'll be able to see the price. This unit, brand new, folks, was almost $40,000. $38,900 and some change. We bought it. We used it for one trip. And we are having to sell it because we are expanding the radio station. I'm taking the money and going to expand the radio station. expanding our area, reaching more cities in northern Michigan, and I need your help. If you can get people to go down there, if they're looking for a great travel trailer at a great price, we've got an asking price on it of $26,977. Save thousands of dollars, get a great trailer. I'll show you how to hook it up. I'll show you how to set it up. If you need, I can even deliver it to your house. But it's going to be over at Northern Michigan RV, and Tony's letting me store it there. So greatly, greatly appreciate if you consider buying it so we can expand the radio station. Short break. We'll get to your text messages. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a text from Mark up at Castle Rock. He says he knows a couple of people looking, wanted to know the information on it. It is our travel trailer is a Freedom Express Ultralight. It's a 2021 Coachman, and it's model 246RKS. The trailer itself, they claim, is 24.5 feet. When we bought it, they said 25. It's a rear kitchen model, so when you come in, you're right there by the refrigerator in the kitchen. It has a sofa bed pullout, plus it's got a dinette that is a bed You put the table down and cushions go in there so you can sleep four people out there. Then it's got a brand new foam mattress. I bought one of those expensive queen size foam cushion form to your body mattresses. I replaced the thin, cheap one that came with it. Heck, I think the mattress alone was $500. But we've got all the hookups. We've got the sway bars, the anti-sway bar kit to the hitch. This thing pulls really easy. It's an ultralight because it's aluminum frame. Toes like it's not even back there. And you got plenty of storage, big basement downstairs. Love the trailer, but we are having to sell it. We want to get this other station and expand 97.7 FM WCHY and get our listening area larger in northern Michigan. So we're having to sacrifice it. Didn't want to get rid of it ever. Love the trailer. It's even got an insulated basement. So if you're in colder regions, you can actually stay warm because it's got the basement insulated. It's completely covered. It's got an outside grill that attaches to it. I love the trailer. It's fantastic. So Eric asked me for all the numbers, including John James. I sent you that. Just text me JJ. Absolutely. One of the things that we're looking at here, folks, is that this congressman and these other 19 think that now, because it worked for the House Freedom Caucus back in January in electing McCarthy, that it's going to work again to keep Jim Jordan from being the speaker. I can tell you right now, folks, it's not going to work. This is absolutely a complete waste of everybody's time. Why? Because these rhinos have no power. They have no coalition. They are not a formed group like the House Freedom Caucus members were. That's number one. Number two, I think they're doing this just because they want something. Well, if you give me this, I'll vote for him. Well, I don't think Jim Jordan is going to be cutting those kind of deals. Now, what I could see happening, John James and these other 19 Rhino Republicans, I could see them joining forces with the Democrat minority and electing a Democrat to be the Speaker of the House. I could see them doing that. That's how much they hate the Freedom Caucus. That's how much they hate Jim Jordan. Well, if they end up pulling that stunt and we get a Democrat speaker, they need to be kicked out of office. Period. End of story. Absolutely end of story. Because I cannot, for any logical reason, figure out why they'd be fighting this guy. There's nothing that they're going to accomplish by doing this other than delaying the inevitable of getting Jim Jordan elected. But we'll see. We'll see exactly where they're at. Because one of the things I think we're looking at here is the timing of it all. The timing of all of this. Because one of the things I think we're looking at here is the timing of this budget, the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine, and frankly, sending a message to Biden and the U.S. senators. You guys are not driving the bus anymore. Period. End of conversation. Not going to happen. Because one thing you have to understand, folks, this is a process. This is a process that they are going to absolutely alienate the caucus. The news media, yeah, they'll probably play it up big time. because it's Republicans that are not showing that they're unified. Period. End of story. If they're not unified, guess what? They are going to try to do everything they can to make it look like the caucus not being unified is without a doubt a major, major issue, especially heading into next year's election. That's what they're going to do. So, you know, one thing I think that this displays, being freshmen, it shows how naive they are and how much they don't understand how the game is played in Washington, D.C. Rescue Michigan called it stupidity. I call it arrogance in thinking that he has more power than he does. He thinks he's in control of that vote? Really, John? You're a freshman from the 10th district. I don't know what you think you're going to get out of this. What, committee assignment, maybe? Maybe? Is that what this is all about? You're negotiating in order to get something. I don't know. This is crazy. Absolute crazy. Because I cannot for the life of me figure out how he thinks that he's going to negotiate anything. But he's doing it. That's why you guys need to call, blow up his phone. Especially if you live in Macomb County. Man, I cannot get this link to go through, Mark. I apologize. I'm going to try to send it one more time. For some reason, it's not typing correctly. I'm sending you a link. There it goes. The last one. Delete the first two. Now I can't even type first. Okay. There you go. You're all set. Yeah, if you want a link to the video of the trailer, just text me trailer and I'll send you the link and the details. And one thing about John James that you have to understand, folks, he lost two runs for U.S. Senate. He was defeated soundly. Defeated soundly. And you have to understand that he had money left over. He had money left over. The money he had left over, he was able to transfer into his House campaign and basically bought the seat. Dave Ageman texting into the show says, John James's family are a bunch of liberal Democrats. He never was a conservative. He never was a Republican. You have to understand, this is a process that they're going through down in Washington. With them being liberal Democrats, he's trying to extend his hand. He's trying to get some kind of committee assignment. There's something to it, something that he's trying to accomplish. So we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. Again, the vote is in 46 minutes. No, excuse me, 35 minutes coming up at 11 o'clock. They're going there in the session to vote. There'll be another round of voting at 11 o'clock today, Wednesday. So just wanted to let you guys know. And one of the things I think is really, really interesting is that the media isn't even mentioning John James, the only Republican congressman that didn't vote for Jim Jordan in the first round. The media is not even covering it. I don't know if other shows did it this morning, but we are doing it. We're talking about it. We're giving out the phone number. I'm sure his office in Washington and Warren, Michigan isn't liking it. But too bad, so sad. It's what we do. And again, I hate talking about Washington, folks. I absolutely hate it. But sometimes you just can't ignore what's going on there. You have to talk about it. You got to let the people know. You guys need to make phone calls. We don't do it that often. Today, I felt we needed to do this. Absolutely needed to do this. So if you want the number, text me JJ and I'll send it to you. And Mark, did that last link open up for you? Did that video play? If you're able, if you're listening, let me know. I can send you guys the link to it as well. Sherry, I don't have a link to the vote. I just have the 20 names there that I sent you already. Biden just came out and made a statement. Dave Ageman said that he favors a two-state solution on national news. I hope this is the end of his presidency. You can't take Israeli land without God's anger. Yep. We all know what happens every time Israel is attacked. Because one of the things you have to understand, the timing of all this, why do you think Hamas planned it when they did? I know this plan's been in works for a while, but Biden, being the weak commander-in-chief, the weak president that he is, weak foreign policy, the dumbing down and basically gender confusing of our military. Morale is down. Everybody's thinking about leaving the military. I talked to a couple of people. They have family members that are active duty right now. They said with this president, they're done. Next time their term is up, they're gone. They're retiring out of the military. Thank you, Biden. And now you got this chaos going on in the House of Representatives. You got the budget issue coming up. You've got all this turmoil going on. Of course they're going to strike. They hate Israel. They hate America. Timing is perfect. So we'll see. We shall see. Yeah, I can't watch that video during the show. I appreciate you sending it to me, but thehill.com has live House voting on Jordan as Speaker. Not going to be able to watch it during the show. Every Democrat voted for Hakeem Jeffries. I used to think Republicans didn't stick together like the Democrats, but we'll see. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.